The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented.
You're listening to the best of Ben Armstrong. This show was previously recorded. Join me, Kate Daly, live today at the New American / Kate for more truthful talk. Remember, be faithful, be fearless.
Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. Still having excess death, and the Red Cross has red flags about vaccinated blood. This is, again, sad news. I wish I had good news for people who have been vaccinated as we go on and we try to see how bad things are and will things stop? Like, will your body ever stop making the spike protein? You know, we don't even have the answer to that. We don't even have the answer to how long someone can potentially make the spike protein for. It looks as though 5% of the population maybe continue to make the spike protein from what we can tell. We don't know. We have no idea. And that's scary in and of itself. But to have excess death still continuing at an extremely high rate, we'll have Edward Dowd explain that to you. And then to have the Red Cross itself, finally, they should have said this a long time ago, but finally actually raise red flags about people with vaccinated blood. And you'll see that a lot more. This is very important show for people who have been vaccinated in the past. And it's very important for anyone who has children and you've got doctors and other people pressing still to have people get mRNA shots and to get the COVID vax, which is amazing that most. Well, I don't know if it's most, but there's a lot of countries now that have backed off of doing that, but not America. Not America, of course. It's disgusting. It really is. So let's get into it, though. First up, Edward Dowd and Ryan Cole. They were talking about this whole situation, and they were on the War Room. Take a listen.
Other nations are waking up. Other people are compensating their injured individual citizens. Other nations care about their citizens. It's embarrassing that we as a nation continue to deny what's happening physically, which you've heard me say many a time. The cells don't lie. Under the microscope, in the laboratory, we can prove the harms. But we're denying people their basic human rights to be acknowledged that they've been injured by something that was mandated and experimental.
This was the congressman, I think, from Texas that was lighting these guys up, forcing them to answer the question. Saying that time when they did that, that was perjured testimony?
A lot of it was. I watched Peter Marks as a hematologist saying, oh, we don't see any change in cancer rates. The CDC's own data shows an uptick, a little hockey stick, in every age decile now. And so to have him say, oh, there's no increase, the data don't lie, the cells don't lie. So it's very frustrating medically to know the
House
truth.
Can the Republican House help to force drive that? Are they doing enough right now to put in this forward? We see these committees, but we don't see a lot of action.
Well, there's
right
confirmation bias. Nobody wants to admit they've harmed themselves. Most of these members in the House have gotten multiple shots. There are a couple of very vocal members.
Most of the people in the House are vaxxed?
Yeah, Winthrop said he had two Pfizers and he's fine.
Natalie, when you go over there, you're going to be double masked. I don't want any shedding on War Room employees. Okay, short commercial break. Okay, we have Senate testimony on Monday. We're going to break some news right here. The Grim Reaper, Ed Dowd, is with us. Remember, he says the depression coming in the fall after Labor Day. So you got any better news for us? Talk to us about your testimony.
Well, President Biden's been seeing dead people lately. Unfortunately, I'm seeing real dead people.
He really is. And he's going to get into the excess death. But before I continue on, I want to address what Dr. Ryan Cole was saying. Remember, you have your leaders like in the House that went and got vaccinated, told people, basically endorsing it, and none of these people have the motivation to tell the truth. Of course not. And it's not opinion. That's the other thing. The stuff we bring you is not an opinion on whether the jab or the COVID vax harms your body or not. It's a scientific fact. Your immune system is damaged when you get the Pfizer and Moderna shots, if you keep getting them over and over again, statistically. We know this. We know it compromises your immune system and makes it easier for you to get COVID, easier for you to die of COVID, easier for you to die of blood clots, easier for you to die of myocarditis, easier for you to die of, really, because it damages your immune system, I could name anything. Anything that your body is susceptible to and is a weakness, the vax could be the thing that actually pushes you over the top. It is horrific that we still have the most dangerous product ever created by mankind still out there. And the people who did this to you have gotten away with it. They'll never be held accountable. Except for God will hold them accountable. I don't believe that the American government is ever going to hold them accountable. We've proven beyond any doubt that we are right. And I believe the vast majority of the American people know, whether they admit it or not. I think they would admit it, but whether they do or don't, the vast majority of American people, they know that they were poisoned. They know it. They know that this was not a good vaccine. It was experimental and it all went wrong, except for I don't think it, that's what they'll say, it went wrong, but that's the only argument they can say, is like they made a mistake, but I don't think it was a mistake. It went the way they wanted it to go. It went the way they wanted it to go. And that's even scarier than an incompetent government doing this to you. All right. So let's pick it up, though, with Ed Dowd. You saw him out. It's real. The dead bodies that he's seeing, this isn't made up stuff. It's real.
I'm going to present before Senator Ron Johnson on Monday, basically the pandemic scorecard. From 2021 through 2023, what are the economic and human costs since the vaccine? The economic costs are as follows. We calculated them from the gross national income accounts. $15 billion from dead people that was lost to the economy, $77 billion from disabilities, and $135 billion in lost work time from injuries, for a grand total of $217 billion.
Hang on, but how much of that has hit the, because isn't the canary in the mine shaft going to be the insurance companies? How much have hit the insurance companies? And if it's hit them, how come they're not up on Congress, on Capitol Hill, bellyaching about some sort of bailout? So have they admitted that there actually are excess deaths? Are they hiding this somehow in their accounting?
No, they took losses in their group life business, which is very short duration. They raised prices on that. The hit's going to come in the whole life business when they change their long-term death assumptions. I know for a fact, as of last week, I was talking to one of my insiders who said, internally, they're still trying to figure this out. They really don't know. You can't make this up.
You mean they're internally trying to figure out how
why the excess deaths are continuing.
They are continuing. Okay. Because this is the conspiracy theory of all conspiracy theories right now, right? The vax is actually bad for you and is killing people. When you talk about excess deaths, can you put a number on it as of right now? Not what's going to be in the future, but what you've seen right now, and how did you calculate excess deaths?
We have two methodology papers on our website that we put out in September 2022, which is interestingly because the ONS in the UK is changing their methodology. So we believe
you forced them. You think you forced them to change their methodology?
We think so, and that's why we put our methodology out, just to make sure we had the scorecard going. But here are the numbers. Since 2021, 1.1 million Americans have perished Remember in 2020, 458,000 died.
1.1 million over and above the normal rate of death, or 1.1 million total?
1.1 million excess deaths.
Excess deaths.
Over the normal rate. And remember in 2020, there were four.
And there's no other excuse, no other.
There could be others. There could be fentanyl in there and some lockdown, but there's cofactors, but I'd say 75 to 80% of that is vaccine. That's what we think.
Hi, I'm Kate Daly. Like Ben Armstrong, I have no parameters or politically correct talking points. I say the things people are afraid to say out loud. Join me live today at the New American / Kate. Remember, be faithful, be fearless.
And that is astronomical. And we're still seeing it year after year. And the blood clotting is still continuing. And here's the thing. Hopefully, your body isn't manufacturing the spike protein anymore, which I think is the fibrous white blood clots that didn't exist until the vaccine existed. So it's not hard to connect those dots. Hopefully your body isn't making those. But the problem is if you had a Pfizer or Moderna shot, you most likely, well, I can't say you might, there's a big chance that you made some sort of fibrous white blood clotting. If the cells stop making it like they're supposed to, okay, good. But that's still sitting in your body. If it doesn't stop making it, it will kill you eventually. It's going to have to, because it's going to go to vital organs or something, or give you a stroke, go to the brain, or just clog the arteries. But let's say you got it. It only made the spike protein for a short period of time, but you get that fibrous blood clotting and you have a couple small ones. That's still extremely dangerous. You never know when this thing could move and, like I said, like move all the way up and hit you in a spot like the brain just out of nowhere. And these are not normal blood clots. So because they're like white fibrous, I don't think they'll dissolve. If you have them, I think they're in there. Well, hopefully it stays there. And stays there and stays there for the rest of your life and never moves again, if you have it. But the fact that they have been able to do this, folks, America and its pharmaceutical companies are being exposed by God. Like I said, I don't think our government will ever hold them accountable, but God has exposed them. And I believe judgment will come upon us at some point for this. I just look at it and say, one of the last things that I see in biblical prophecy near the end times is the line in Revelation 18 that talks about pharmakia. It's in your Bible, it will be sorcery. And I'm not going to go into it, but I'm just saying, when we translate pharmakia, 2 years ago, I would have looked at that and thought, oh, that means nothing. Now when I read certain verses and it says sorcery, and I know sorcery is actually the root word pharmakia, and I take that word and I put pharmakia instead of sorcery, because most Bibles would translate as sorcery, it opens your eyes like, oh my gosh, this is like an end time prophecy saying right at the end, the pharmaceutical companies are going to be held responsible for doing evil, which is, I can't go into it. We're at that time. I'm seeing that in the news, obviously. You're seeing in the news with what I'm bringing you. But I want to get to Veronica Karolinko, who had Dr. Ryan Cole on, and they talked about, is the blood supply compromised? The Red Cross really seems to be raising red flags. Take a listen to this very interesting conversation from the New American.
Well, recently it's been reported that the Red Cross, that provides blood donation services around the globe now wants to know if people were vaccinated against COVID ever. Okay. And apparently, if you answer, if your answer is yes, it may disqualify you from being a donor. What's your comments on this?
This should have been looked at from the very beginning. A paper came out of Italy, I think it was Italy, it may have been Germany, Dr. Brogna and his colleagues, and they found that the spike protein from the vaccine circulates at least 6 months after the previous injection in at least half of patients. So we know the spike protein is a clotting agent. We know the spike protein has a lot of other toxicities. So this is the type of science that should always be done before an experimental product is rolled out on humanity. And of course, we had this fervor and all the different agencies and companies mandating and pushing something with no known long-term consequences. You know, everybody's heard the term clot shot. I may have been one of the early ones to use that term. Well, that spike protein is what induces those pathways. So the Red Cross is wise in worrying about this. A little too late. I've seen patients that were unvaccinated or received transfusions and clot after their transfusions, those fibrous clots that you see on all the channels. So I think it's wise of them. Then the other question we still have is we know that both Pfizer and Moderna's vials of supposed synthetic mRNA were contaminated with DNA. Now, DNA can be permanent, and DNA, again, we have some lab studies that show can go into your cells. We're still looking for a couple of human studies. Maybe the Red Cross is looking at that to see if it's in some of your white blood cells. But at this point, some patients may be a persistent spike protein factory, because this was never a vaccine. This was a genetic transfection injection, a genetic transfection agent, and we injected a gene with unknown long-term qualities into billions of people on the planet. So that the Red Cross is looking at it is, like I said, I'm grateful that they are. That's good science. The fact that they weren't up until now is kind of shameful.
Yeah, it is. Because we know they knew. Because we knew. So a lot of these places that try to act like, well, we're just finding this stuff out. I mean, we knew way at the beginning. We had experts saying these things were true and eventually proven. It first started out that we knew it was dangerous and these things were possible. So we started out telling people, I wouldn't get the vax because look at all these things that are possible that we can't rule out. And hopefully the worst case scenario doesn't happen, but it could. And then we found out as we kept going on and on, no, the worst case scenario is exactly what was happening. And so you get so angry because it was on purpose. What else can you conclude? If I knew, and if so many other people knew, don't tell me these people who were behind the whole thing from the beginning didn't know. I mean, come on. All right, let's pick it up where we left off. A little bit more of from the New American.
Yeah, it's awful because I know that over 13 million Americans receive blood transfusions annually. And this is truly scandalous, everything that you're saying and everything that wasn't done. Dr. Cole, here's what I want to ask you. Actually, some of the users on X added context to this, to the news of Red Cross. Okay. And they said that Red Cross actually wants to know whether you received self-replicating COVID vaccine. I'm not sure how accurate it is, but as far as I'm concerned, the only country that actually approves self-replicating COVID vaccines is Japan. Do you have any comment on that?
Yeah, there were multiple formulations for Pfizer. If you look at their research and their early applications and what they were working on. And the construct of a self-replicating vaccine is scientifically scary. With any of these products, the answer we don't have from any of the companies, any of our federal agencies, is when does this product turn off? Where's the off switch? If you're injecting a gene, when is the gene degraded? When does it turn off? And what's the long-term physiologic consequence for anybody? And, you know, from the studies I've looked at and the studies I've done in my laboratory to this point, we know that that spike can be expressed in just about any tissue in the body because that lipid nanoparticle that is in it goes everywhere. And we know that it's in the uterine lining, in the placenta, in the testes. We've found, not me, but another laboratory, a recent paper found the mRNA in the placental tissues. Not just spike protein, but the mRNA going into the placental tissues. So what have we done to the next generation? Does this gene get muted? Does it stay on? And so something that's self-replicating is even worse than just the genetic sequence, which we know is mostly contaminating DNA at this point. But when does that...
I'm out of time, and that is so interesting because he's talking about how the mRNA shots allow it to go across all these barriers, and these infants who never even got vaccinated are getting the actual mRNA stuff in their bodies. We don't know what that does long term. We know there's been DNA contamination as well. Folks, it's amazing how much we still don't know. And that's scary. What you need to do is get right with God, because as I said earlier, I think one of the last things that the Bible talks about is the exposure of the pharmaceutical companies. And I won't go deep into it, but the point is if you see sorceries and you change that to its Greek word, pharmakia, and then you read those verses from that standpoint, it totally gives you a whole nother perspective, because the Bible is cool like that and can have multiple layers. And I'm just saying, going forward, I see that as one of the last things to be exposed before we enter the tribulation period. And I believe it's already been exposed. I think we've exposed it. And I don't think anyone's going to be held accountable. So what does that mean? God's going to hold people accountable. That's what it means to me. I hope you get right with God. Get right with God, because time is running out, folks. We don't know how long we have. You can get hit by a car, let alone what's going on in the world. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I love you guys. See ya!
Hey guys, don't forget to like and subscribe to my dad's channel. Otherwise, your body will come in the closet and sniff your hair.
You're listening to the best of Ben Armstrong. This show was previously recorded. Join me, Kate Daly, live today at the New American /Kate for more truthful talk. Remember, be faithful, be fearless.
The New American has just released our latest bookazine, a collection of articles on self-reliance. It's called Self-Reliance, Foundation of Freedom. Without individual responsibility and without the ability to take care of ourselves without government help, we cannot be free. In this polished collector's edition, we have articles on a number of important topics, including the self-sufficiency of the founders, preparing for a worst-case scenario, firearm self-reliance, building a wood shack, and the importance of community, among many other topics. Now, the authors of the articles are experts in their fields. We encourage you to get a copy. You can order your copy at thenewamerican.com/shop, or you can call our office at 800-727-8783. However you do it, make sure you get your copy of Self-Reliance, the Foundation of Freedom.